KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, it's cloudy here in Atlantic. We have 43 degrees. Feeling for it to be cloudy today with rain, a high around 56 with winds northeast at around 10 miles per hour. Rain tonight and tomorrow, low tonight 42, high tomorrow around 60. Could see some thunder showers, and here's some thunder showers in there for that matter tomorrow as well. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, speaking of rain and thunderstorms, in the past few weeks, Iowa's seen a long run of sub-zero temperatures and snowfall, as well as the first tornado watch of the year. Today, the first Monday of spring, marks the start of Severe Weather Awareness Week. Meteorologist Chad Hahn at the National Weather Service in Johnston says some Iowans could use a refresher course on the dangers that likely lay ahead. Each day will have a different theme.
We talk about the severe thunderstorm criteria, what we use for a severe thunderstorm warning, what we base that on, and that's either 1 inch or larger in diameter hail or 58 mile per hour winds or greater.
Tuesday's focus will be on how Iowans get their weather information and the importance of having multiple sources like weather radios and apps on your phone in case severe storms knock out your usual source of information.
On Wednesday, we start to talk about tornadoes and the threat that those pose. And the plans that folks should have in their place of business or their home of where they're going to shelter and have that thought through and that muscle memory.
The annual statewide tornado drill is planned for Wednesday, but with a small change this year.
We will not be issuing an official National Weather Service tornado warning product. Despite that, we still want folks to practice their procedures when it comes to where they'll go in the event of a tornado. We want folks to drill. That is still an incredibly important part of the Wednesday of Severe Weather
Awareness Week. And to learn more about the week at weather.gov/DMX, there were 28 tornadoes in Iowa last year and 54 twisters in 2019. Severe weather spotter classes are being offered this Wednesday, as well as March 31st, April 6th, and April 19th. This is also Poison Prevention Week, and a spokesperson with the Iowa Poison Control Center in Sioux City says it's a good time to look under your kitchen sinks and in storage areas when it comes to cleaners, medicine, and materials that may fall into younger hands. Tammy Noble says the week is a good reminder to break bad habits that could lead to problems.
Sometimes just the little things that we do can make a big difference. So reading a label when you're using bleach would tell you not to mix certain chemicals with bleach. When we are taking our medicines, we need to make sure that we're reading the label to make sure we're taking the right medicine, that it doesn't have somebody else's name on it. We're not taking our husband's or our child's medicine by mistake, that we're taking it at the right time. All those great things that we need to look at when we're thinking about taking medicine.
Noble says all chemicals should be handled properly to avoid accidental poisoning.
Things like not putting poisons in things like pop bottles. And sometimes people think about gasoline and I've got to put it in a container and they might find a pop bottle or something to put it in. A child, when they look at that, they're going to think that that's pop.
Noble says that could lead to the child drinking the gasoline. She says the center has been busy during this pandemic period with things you might expect, like calls about hand sanitizer. There's also been an increase in calls about bleach as people use it to sanitize things.
Sometimes people aren't always aware of how to do that safely. So we have people that will sometimes be overcome by the fumes of the cleaners or have an eye exposure or breathe too much of it in, and so they'll call the poison center for
help. And Noble says the late afternoon and evenings have been the busiest call times for the center.
90% of poisonings happen at home, and most of them can actually be treated at home also. So we'll give you advice on what to do and what side effects to watch for. And oftentimes we'll even call back and just check and make sure everything's going okay.
The phone for the Iowa Poison Control Center is 800-222-1222, and their website is iowapoison.org. The center's Facebook and Twitter sites will have special activities throughout the week that are aimed at young people. Advocates for family farms, rural neighborhoods, and the environment are asking Iowa lawmakers to find a more equitable balance between the interests of factory farms and of the communities they're in. Research has shown higher levels of nitrates and phosphorus in the water, as well as air quality issues in communities with nearby concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. Aaron Lehman with the Iowa Farmers Union says the current standards for factory farms, from manure storage to air quality standards, aren't strong enough to protect their neighbors and or natural resources.
When a facility more resembles an industrial factory than the part of a farm community, it ought to be treated as an industrial operation, and the neighbors in the communities ought to be protected.
He says that's why the Iowa Farmers Union has joined a call for a moratorium on new CAFOs and expanding existing ones. Opponents of the bill, which is House File 440, point out that Iowa is the nation's top pork-producing state and say a moratorium on factory farms would harm the state's ag industry. Drew Mogler with the Iowa Pork Producers Association said the state's economy depends on livestock and other agricultural production, particularly in rural communities. Mogler says livestock processing has created many jobs as well.
This piece of legislation has surfaced, you know, almost every year that I've been up at the State House, but, you know, every year it hasn't moved even into a subcommittee.
Lehman says despite the fact that a moratorium likely won't be in the cards for this legislative season,
our neighbors still need to continue to work and talk to their policymakers about trying to strike a balance, to put in stronger protections for the neighbors of these facilities, and at least to have the current laws enforced.
He says the goal is simply to protect neighboring communities' water, air, and property values. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.